This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Price of food has become a central theme in Turkey's presidential election, arguably that country's most important leadership contest in a generation. That is because polls show the economy there is the top concern for Turkish voters. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition candidate challenging President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has used onions in his kitchen as a prop in campaign videos, warning the already high price of onions and other food necessities will spike if the current president is reelected. Now, Erdogan fired back that he has solved the food price problem and declared, quote, there is no onion problem in Turkey. But on the streets of Ankara, people will tell you food inflation has gotten out of control, as Victoria Craig reports now.
It's mid-morning on a weekday in Turkey's capital, and Emrah Doğan's cash drawer is getting a workout. He runs one of 421 public kiosks that sell government-subsidized bread in a city of more than 5 million.
I've been running this bread kiosk for a year, and since then there's been a 20% increase in the number of people who come.
Emrah sells 900 loaves a day to about 200 people. His average customer used to be older, but now he's seeing young families, including a man named Murat, who is a married private sector worker with a daughter at home. We're not using Murat's last name because he fears political retribution.
We try to go to supermarkets, but you can't always go to the same supermarkets because prices keep changing. So we try to find ones that are relatively cheaper.
Turkish annual inflation surged to a 25-year high last year before official figures show it topped out at 85.5%. The government has boosted minimum wage and subsidized household energy bills, and that's helped. But it has not allowed the central bank to raise interest rates to combat rising prices. Workers like Murat are acutely feeling the effects of those decisions.
If you're not able to buy what you want, you're not able to eat what you want in this country. Everything is expensive. For the last 5 years, things have changed. Turkey is no longer Turkey.
Supermarket shelves sit packed with produce many people cannot afford. It often rots before it sells. Candan Türkan is a professor studying food security at Istanbul's Azadjin University.
Poverty is jumping into the middle-class neighborhoods. You're going to see more and more people preferring to go to hard discount supermarkets.
Turkey's statistics agency stopped publishing data about how much families are spending on food. But figures from the international agency, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, showed food prices in Turkey surged 69.3% in February from last year.
We have switched out to a system that encourages importing of food. So when you have that, you're almost always vulnerable to inflation or currency depreciation.
Back at the bread kiosk, Murat says a change of government will change the country's economic fortunes. On May 14th, voters will decide whether to re-elect President Erdogan or put hope in the hands of an untested opposition alliance. In Ankara, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.